Well, good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the first half year of 2017. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I'm the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders at Fluidra. The presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, Executive President, and Xavier Tintoret, Corporate General Director. The document that will be used as support is available in our website under Shareholders and Investors, and it has also been sent this morning to the Stock Exchange Authority, and you can find it in the web page of the Stock Exchange Authority. The recording of this multi-conference will be available the following working day in the company's website under Shareholders and Investors. So let's start the presentation. I'm going to give the floor now to Mr. Eloy Planes. Well, thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to Fluidra's results presentation for the first half year of 2017. The year 2017 started very dynamically. We actually closed the first quarter with great growth, and this pace has been maintained during the second quarter. The figures we present here today confirm the good trend of our businesses in all of the countries in which we operate and in all of the different business units. Markets are behaving and performing in a very positive way, both in terms of residential pools and in terms of commercial public pools. And in addition, residential pool sales show a growing growth trend in products addressed to the fleet and for new constructions. We are closing an excellent campaign in the Northern Hemisphere with double-digit growth rates, and everything seems to forecast a similar dynamic in the markets in the Southern Hemisphere for the second part of the year. With regards to the performance of the P&L account and the balance sheet, they show an excellent positive evolution. The excellent performance of all geographies in the first half of the year have made sales reach €452 million, a growth of 14% compared to the previous year. The increase in activity volumes and the company's operational leverage bring us to EBITDA growth levels of 27.3%, and it has reached 74.4 million euro. EBITDA, as a measure of the recurrency of our results, reaches practically 60 million for an additional 40%, and the net profit, which is the result of increasing the volume and the operational improvement of the company, has reached 34.1 million euro. The management of our net working capital, which evolves below the growth of sales, together with the better results in the P&L account, have actually created a use of cash that's significantly lower, allowing us to reduce the debt in approximately 10%, which is 192 million euro. Beyond these figures, which we shall explain to you in greater detail next, we have kept on working on reinforcing the company's strategic position, as you can see on page 4, where you will find the most recent highlighted fact. First, in order to support our penetration in the residential pool business, we have invested in the purchase of 90% of Piscine Laghetto, an Italian manufacturer of above-ground pools of high range. Laghetto is a great point of reference in the design of high-standing pools with solutions for penthouses. The company actually has a turnover of 7 million euro, and it has as its main markets Italy and France. Secondly, the connectivity of pools is a strategic axis for the future development of the company. With the purchase of Riot Labs, the startup, Fluidra reinforces its full range of services and solutions in the Internet of Pools, acquiring technology that allows us to have a distance measurement without installment and following up the parameters needed for a good maintenance of pools. And finally, in terms of commercial pools, we have actually won a project for the design, installation and implementation of a spectacular source fountain in the Expo 2017 in Astana, Kazakhstan. This project includes a water show with a surface area of more than 2,600 square meters. Our activity in commercial pools keeps on evolving at a good pace and obtaining good projects. We believe that this year will be highly productive for this business unit. As I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, we have started this year with a very strong dynamism. We're fully convinced that 2017 will be a record year in all senses for Fluidra. And now I'm going to give the floor to Xavier Tintore, who will give us a more detailed explanation about the results we have obtained. Well, thank you very much, Eloy. So next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results for the first semester of 2017. These results include 6 months of SIBO activity, which, as you will remember, was included in the group in June 2016, and 2 months of ATH, the divestiture we carried out in the first quarter of this year. As usual, in order to be comparable, we will show you organic data and total data for many items. So let's analyze now on page number 5 the evolution of the main lines of the P&L account. The sales grew by 13.9%, out of which 0.7 points account for the currency impact and 1.7 points account for inorganic growth. Thus, organically, and given the same type of exchange rate, we have reached an excellent 11.5%. Further ahead, we will break it down by geographic areas and business units. The gross margin has reached 50.7%, out of which 80 base points are below the previous year. And if we exclude the perimeter change associated to Cyber mainly, which operates with gross margins below the group's, the reduction is of 50 base points. Out of this reduction, about 50 base points belong to time factors that will be actually offset during the year, and they are the result of the intense start of the campaign in production plants and the implementation of initial phases of commercial pool projects that include a lower margin. 20 base points are account for the result in the increase of commodity costs, compensated by yet another 20 base points that are favorable and associated to the management of sale prices. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reach 153.7 million, with a growth rate of 7%, and foreign currencies account for 1.2 base points, and the change of perimeter, 0.6 points. Additionally, this item reflect the positive impact associated to the sale of ATH for a value of approximately 1 million euro net of all transaction costs. Provisions for bad debt had reached 1.4 million euro, and they have performed favorably with reductions in multiple geographies in the south of Europe and the Middle East mainly. The greater volume and the excellent operational leverage account for the increase of EBITDA, which goes from 58.4 to 74.4 million euro, which implies an increase of 27.3%. Given a constant perimeter and a constant currency, the increase is of 25.8%, multiplying by more than twice the growth in sales. The EBITDA margin is 16.4%, and it improves by 170 base points the previous year's results. The financial result has been mainly affected by foreign currencies, which in the previous year had a favorable impact, and this year they have a negative impact. The tax rate has been improved, and it is of 26.9%. As a result of all of the things I've explained so far, we have an excellent increase in the net result, which goes from 24.5 to 34.1 million euro, which implies above 40%. On page number 6, you can see the sales evolution by geographic area. There has been an excellent performance in Europe in general. Spain continues with the good trend that was started last year, and it closes the quarter with a growth rate of 4.9%, which under a constant perimeter it would be close to 12%. This good performance comes both from the professional installers market and also the large distribution channel. Southern Europe keeps on progressing favorably with a growth rate of 15.8%, out of which 2 base points are accounted by Cyber. The organic growth is supported with significant raises in France, Portugal, and Italy, in all of their territories with a good contribution of the professional channel and a good growth in the mass market. Central and Western Europe with sales growth of 15.5%, which under constant currency, if we adjust the devaluation of the pound sterling, is more than 19%. These figures include 6 months of Cybus activity, which represent about two-thirds of the growth rate. Eastern Europe grew by 13.8% under constant currency, thanks to the good performance in Croatia, Russia, and the Czech Republic. On the other hand, in the evolution in Asia and Australia, I'd like to highlight that the impact of the projects in commercial pool, which we mentioned in previous conferences, and also the positive evolution of Australia and a more stable situation in China. Finally, the rest of the world continues with a very good evolution, which is supported in all of the Americas, with good growth rates in the United States, Mexico, and Brazil, although the second quarter has been a bit lower, mainly in the USA. On page number 7, we see the evolution of the different business units in the group, a good evolution of pool and wellness in general, with very good growth rates in all product categories for residential pools. And I'd like to highlight especially the growth rates in dosage equipment, pumps and cleaning material. Commercial pools have shown a good performance associated to the projects of Asian Games in Indonesia, Summer University in Taipei, and the progress in the business of fountains with installations in Eastern Europe mainly. Water treatment has shown a very good performance at the beginning of the campaign with a special emphasis in disinfection equipment. Fluid handling has also shown an excellent start of the year, which has been accelerated by the inclusion of Cybus, which accounts for a bit more than 50% of the growth. Irrigation and domestic water treatment reflect the impact of divestitures, both in ATH, given that we have not been consolidating the sales since March, and Calpius, which explains that reduction. Irrigation keeps on growing significantly, reaching 14.2% during the first half year, out of which a bit more than 8 points are accounted for by organic growth. On page number 8, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital has reached 252.9 million euro. There are two elements that affect this figure at closing. On the one hand, the item of accounts payable is accounted for in Aqua's earn-out. This semester we have paid 50% of that, and the remaining, which is about 8 million euro, is pending for October. On the other hand, the working capital in terms of acquisitions and divestitures. The net working capital adjusted for these factors has reached 258.4 million, with a growth rate of 3.6%, which is much lower than the growth of sales. On the following page, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. As you know, our closing in June is at the very middle of the campaign in the Northern Hemisphere, and therefore it's a period of investment. The use of cash during the first half year is of 22.3 million euros, 38% lower than the previous year, with 11.1 million of greater cash generation in the P&L account. The reduction in the organic capex is due mainly to the end of the Australian Central Warehouse and Manufacturing Plant in June 2016. And finally, the acquisitions item reflects the net payment of the first part of the Aquas earnout and the purchase of some minorities and the collection of the sale of ATH for 10.5 million euros. The net financial debt is 192.1 million euros, about 20 million euros below the previous year. On page number 10, we have updated our strategic plan's follow-up marker with a closure covering the last 12 months, in other words, from July 2016 till June 2017. As you can see, we have reached the goals that had been defined in terms of sales, going over 750 million, and the EBITDA has gone over 100 million. And with regards to the return on employed capital, calculated with the EBIT, we have reached 11%. These results imply the fact that we have anticipated the compliance with our strategic plan by 18 months, which has been the result of a good implementation of the strategy defined in the plan by the more than 4,000 collaborators we have in the company. In other words, we have ended a wonderful first semester, both from the point of view of the P&L account and the balance sheet. And without any further ado, I'm going to give the floor back to our Executive President, Mr. Lloyd Planes, to conclude this results presentation. Thank you, Xavier. We have started 2017 with great strength and dynamism, going over our expectations for the first 6 months of the year. All geographic markets have shown a highly positive performance. Europe and Australia have grown by double digits, and markets like Brazil and China, which used to have negative dynamics, have also changed their trends. In addition to it all, Fluidra's good operating leverage has allowed us to obtain high growth rates in all of the P&L accounts lines, multiplying by 2 and even 3 the sales growth. As Xavier has just mentioned, these results have allowed us to advance by 18 months the achievement or the attainment of the strategic plan. The company has been working in the past 18 months on a new strategic plan that we will present during the last quarter of the year. We keep, as you may have realized, we keep on focusing on our on the development of our penetration strategy in pool and wellness. For this reason, we have acquired PC in Lageto and the startup company Riot, investing in our present and in our future in a high-standing product range and in new solutions for the Internet of Pools. Our commercial pool activity keeps on evolving at a good pace and obtaining good projects. We believe that this year will be highly productive for this business unit. Based on all of these data to close the month of June 2017, and with information that we manage internally about July, we can actually review our estimates for the whole of the year and place them in sales that will be between 775 and 790 million euro, increasing our profitability to bring our EBITDA between 103 and 106 million euros and improving our profitability over assets to go beyond 12% over EBIT, which would be equal to more than 15% over EBITDA. As you can see, we have finished the first half of the year in an excellent way, and our forecasts actually tell us this will be a record year for Fluidra. So the only thing I have left to do is to thank you for participating in this multi-conference and to tell you that we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have for us. Thank you very much indeed. So we will now start the Q&A session in Spanish. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session will start now. If you want to ask a question, please dial 01 on your phone's dial. In order to assure the audio quality, the questions must be asked from a landline. Thank you. First question by Francisco Ruiz from Esan. Go ahead, sir. Yes, good morning. Okay, I have 3 or 4 questions for you. First of all, about the weakness that this quarter has shown in the rest of the world item. We see a fall of about 1%. You've pointed out to the USA. Could you tell us what's going on in the USA? Is it robots, or is there another geography that has been affected? And then, well, considering the excellent net working capital, what are you expecting for the end of the year? And what's the level of debt you expect? Once, I mean, given that your debt guidance has been already achieved in your targets? And bearing in mind this lower leverage, I'd like to ask about the next step. Will you actually improve remuneration? Will we see more mergers and acquisitions? What can we expect from that point of view? Hello, Paco. Good morning. Thank you for your questions. Well, the fact is that in the rest of the world, the quarter on a standalone basis has experienced a slight reduction during the quarter. The fact is that in the USA, the campaign has to be looked at, you know, the significant weight, well, of the channel, not only robots, but also another key account we have on the pipeline, which actually affects the campaign during the first quarter, and the second quarter started late over there. And you have a demand that's more associated to the replenishment of the channel. And I'm telling you, the campaign in the USA started late, especially in the East Coast. It is true that in July, well, we are now at the end of July, there is a slight increase, but there has been a certain weakness there. And all of it together with a South African market campaign, which was not very strong, and that explained the relative weakness of the quarter on a standalone basis. But we feel satisfied with the result of the first half year, because the first quarter on a standalone basis was very, very strong, very good. Now, with regards to your second question, it is true that the evolution of the working capital is a good one, and it is well aligned with what we have been doing during the last quarters. We have not given a specific guidance for the evolution of the working capital, and you have already seen what the debt evolution is. It is below what we had said, and, well, the indicators level between the expansion of the result we are presenting here and the evolution of the debt, well, the company will place its debt EBITDA ratio between 1.5 and 1.6 probably. It is true that we will devote some activity to M&A, to mergers and acquisitions during the second part of the year. In fact, during the last few weeks, we have actually announced the acquisition of Laghetto, and in this presentation of results, we have also announced the acquisition of Riot. But at any rate, these are acquisitions that are relatively small sized. So here probably what we will have is a reduction of the company's leverage ratio. Perfect. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Bruno Peso from CaixaBank BPI. Go ahead, please. Good morning. I have two questions on my side. The first one is related to the sales evolution, which has shown an increase, a double-digit increase, in almost all of the geographies involved. So my question is, how do you believe this double-digit evolution, how sustainable do you believe it is for the next quarters until 2018? And my second question is related to the margins. In the guidance you give us for this year, the margins could be of about 13.5% above the guidance you had given for 2018. So my question is, well, I'm trying to understand how far could the margins go with this increase we see in terms of sales. And related to the margins, you are making acquisitions that are focused on companies that export to market segments of higher value added. Let me understand which could be the impact on the margins, bearing in mind this D-mix sales operations. I mean, these acquisitions are actually giving you that D-mix. Thank you. Oh, hello, Bruno, and thank you for your questions. Now, in terms of sales evolution, the double-digit growth, if you look at the guidance that we give for the second part of the year, there is a certain slowdown in the sales volume, although we do keep it is still kept at a very strong level. The fact is that when we look at the fundamentals that lie behind the swimming pool industry, well, we have good fundamentals in terms of because of the growth in the construction of new pools, and we're still at levels that are significantly below what we had in the market before the crisis in 2009. And so that's a component that will keep on growing, we believe. And on the other hand, the fleet service maintenance, which will be kept, and it gives us good campaigns with good statistics, especially in the south of Europe. And these two factors mainly, we believe, are sustainable midterm. Now, if this is going to be translated into an increase, a double-digit or low double-digit, high-level double-digit or low double-digit increases, well, we'll have to see. But that's where the trend goes. Now, with regards to your question about margins, obviously, our strategic plan, when we presented it already back in 2015, it talked about the operational leverage. And with this sales growth rates, of course, it's natural the company presents interesting operational leverages, as we have shown during the first two quarters, and we hope it will keep on doing it in the next semesters or the next financial years. Of course, our short-term goal is to recover the margin levels we had before the crisis, which, as you will remember, were of about 14.5% and 15%. But we do see that the application of the company's best practices have allowed us to improve our margins. Now, with regards to the inclusion of higher value-added products, I mean, the fact is that we make two types of acquisitions. On the one hand, acquisitions of higher value-added products, but we also make acquisitions of distribution companies, which have maybe a lower margin to the one that the company has as a whole. And this mixed effect is really very hard to interpret or to read, and we're working on the presentation of our new strategic plan, which we believe, as Aloy has mentioned in his presentation, we will share it with the market during the fourth quarter of the year, and we will point out some of the lines you're asking about in greater detail. Next question, please. The next question will be made by Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. You have the floor, sir. Hello, good morning. I have three questions for you. The first one is, could you tell us about some clues about how July went? We believe it's a very important month for the third quarter in income terms. Second question, could you give us some guidance as to what you expect the organic CapEx to end at the end of the year? And thirdly, which do you believe could be the contribution of Laghetto in 2017? We know that their annual income is 7 million, but we do not know what EBITDA contribution that could make. Thank you. Thank you, Alberto. Let me start with the last question. Laghetto, the fact is that it has a high seasonality. And what you could assume in terms of it is that its contribution for the results of the end of the financial year is immaterial. It's not significant. It just makes a small contribution in terms of our sales figure, but it's not really material. It doesn't have a big impact. It really doesn't have a big impact. The impact will be seen during the first half of the next financial year. In terms of the organic CapEx level, it's going to reach more or less the same level we had in the previous financial year, maybe slightly below the previous financial year. and that's the only guidance I could give you. Now, in terms of the sales evolution in July, which has not yet been closed, but the tendency we see is the trends are good in all geographies, and they are very similar to what we have seen during this past quarter on a standalone basis. So the trend keeps on being very positive indeed. Next question, please. Thank you. Would like to remind you once again that if you want to ask a question, you should press 01 on your phone's dial. Please. Now we will start with questions in English. Thank you. We have one question from Maxi. Go ahead, sir. Sí, ¿me pueden ustedes oír, por favor?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, please, sir, with your question.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go on, please.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I'm asking this question in English, but please feel free to answer in Spanish. My question was following on from your answer on July business continuing on a strong trend. I was just wondering, we've had a very hot early summer in all of Europe, particularly Northern Europe. In May and June. I was just wondering how you see that the impact of that on demand for swimming pools. Would it have been immediate, i.e. for May, June and July, or do you expect it to have an impact later on this year or maybe on next year in terms of demand for equipment for building new swimming pools? I had a second question. I'm trying to understand the seasonality of your profitability or the new seasonality of your profitability in terms of you made a small profit already in the first quarter. You've made a very good profit in the second quarter and likely to make it in the third quarter. Can we imagine in your business any time in the future to make a profit in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
Right, well, thank you very much for your two questions. Okay, it is true that this year we have had an early summer and an early start of the season because, well, spring in Europe was quite sunny and hot, and that has had an impact, of course, a small impact in the current financial year associated to the fact that, well, pools are opened earlier. I mean, if the season had been rainy or not sunny, well, the pools would have been opened later. But it's a small impact on the financial year, really. What we do see is that the fact that the season becomes longer and it's a good season, what it actually generates is an increase in the demand for new projects for the following financial years. So we do expect that this campaign will have a positive effect on the good and positive evolution of 2018 in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, with regards to the seasonality in the generation of profits, what is true is that historically the company had a first quarter and a fourth quarter in which our capacity to generate profits was relatively a limited one. But the fact that the company has invested and that the fact that we're growing significantly in the southern hemisphere as well during the past 2 or 3 years, well, what this will allow us and what it actually allows us to do is to offset, is to compensate for that seasonality so that this financial year, during the first quarter, for example, the company has already had positive results. And we can imagine that as the southern hemisphere acquires a greater weight, in the future the company will also have the capacity to generate positive results during the fourth quarter of the year. Well, thank you. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Daniel Marcho from Pella Capital. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi there. I was just wondering whether you looked at doing M&A in the US. I think one of the your large competitors, I can't remember if it was Pentair or Hayward, was recently up for sale. Is that something you've looked at? And I know that you're kind of underweight the US, and strategically you'd like to grow there. So I was just wondering whether that's something you took a serious look at.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for your question. It is true that the pool industry in the USA has moved quite a bit in the last 12 months with the sale of Zodiac, the sale of Hayward, and the announcement by Pentair the separation of the businesses of water and other businesses, and they have separated into two different companies, which point out to a focus on the water business, and within that the pool business, which is a significant part of their turnover at Pentair. There has been this level of activity, of course, as it could not be otherwise. We are very much looking into the USA market evolution, and we're analyzing it, and we are considering all possibilities, of course. Now, what is very clear to us is that at any rate, for the company to take a step forward, the operation should make sense and it should create value for the group. So from that point of view, we're open-minded to study any possibilities and actually jump at when the good opportunity comes to go to the American market. Next question, please. Well, there seems to be that there are no further questions, so this is the end of the presentation. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a very nice day.